This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield.
It just seems that there's always been, I guess, providence at work. As a pastor's son, I like to believe that.
Ben Utech's story is a story of faith, but since he was a football player, it's also a story about football. The football part of it begins when he was just a kid, throwing the ball in the backyard with his father.
In a little Minnesota Scandinavian town called Lindstrom.
Utech says those days in the backyard in Minnesota shaped his life and inspired his love of football, but he doesn't really remember them.
It's a difficult thing to explain, you know, to sit across from family and friends and hear stories and memories. And at times, everybody at the table remembers an event. And yet I kind of sit there in my own quietness, kind of scratching my head, thinking, why can't I remember that?
Utech does remember the injuries he sustained playing football. First, there was the hip fracture that came during the second game of his senior season in high school. Then he broke his left ankle during an All-Star game the summer before college. While playing for the University of Minnesota, Utech suffered his first documented concussion, and then there was the stress fracture in his foot. Utech kept playing through that injury. And then, as his senior year in college was ending, Utech suffered the injury that took him from being a potential first-round draft pick to wondering if he'd be drafted at all.
My senior year, I had unfortunately torn my abs from the bone on both sides. It was a devastating time. I thought football was over. And a Hall of Fame coach by the name of Tony Dungy made a promise to me in front of about 700 University of Minnesota alumni. He said, you know, Ben, if for some reason you slipped through the cracks, I promise you I'll be the first person to call. And everybody clapped, and I had a big smile on my face. But it went in one ear and out the other, thinking, you know, there's 32 NFL teams. But I went undrafted, and it was embarrassing. It was difficult. So I'm sitting across the table from my agent. The free market opens for the leftover players, the free agents. 15 seconds after, the phone rings, and who do you think it was? Tony Dungy. It was Tony Dungy. You know, Tony said, Ben, we didn't think it was going to happen. We know how talented you are when you're healthy. We want you to be a Colt. We have a doctor that is the best in the country at fixing your injury, and we want to get you surgery and give you the whole first year to recover, and we'll pay you as though you're a playing rookie. And 3 years later, I'm a starting tight end on a Super Bowl championship team.
The injuries would keep coming, but it wasn't the abs or the hip or the foot that caused the most serious long-standing problems.
My very first head injury was when I was 4 or 5 years old, running around the house listening to the Superman soundtrack. And I flew headfirst into the dresser and had to get rushed to the emergency room. But, you know, looking back on football, over the course of my college career and NFL career, there was a total of 5 diagnosed concussions.
The first 3 of those concussions didn't worry Utech. Neither did the countless subconcussive hits he suffered in practices as well as games. As he had with his other injuries, he put his trust in his faith that he would be healed. Though Dr. Bennett Amalu had discovered CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, in the brain of NFL Hall of Famer Mike Webster back in 2002, 2 years before Utech's NFL career began, Utech wouldn't even hear Amalu's name until after he retired from football. But when he suffered his 4th diagnosed concussion on September 30th, 2007, in a game against the Denver Broncos, there was something about that injury that made Utech start to worry.
I had ended up on the ground, and a pursuing defender jumped over me, and his cleat clipped the back of my helmet. I can only tell you this because of what I watched on film, but my head bobbed down, my body went limp. And about 10, 15, 20 seconds after, I regained consciousness, and I stand up and high-five teammates and run off to the sideline, and I have absolutely no memory of that. And so for the first time, here I'm in this film room watching this. It's almost like it never happened.
That feeling of losing the memory of an event or a moment or a conversation would become more and more familiar to Utech. And it only got worse when less than 2 years later he suffered another injury to his brain. This time, he kept a journal of his symptoms.
8-14-09. Woke up with slight headache. I tried doing more activities around the house, but experienced increased dizziness. Still feeling as if I'm in a daze. Also, still feeling impatient and having trouble concentrating. I continue to struggle with forgetting what I was going to say, like my mind just goes blank.
2 years later, Utek and his wife Karin had moved back to Minnesota. He was still feeling the cumulative effects of those concussions and subconcussive hits, and a more troubling symptom had developed. One night, Ben and Karin reconnected with some old friends they knew from college. The two couples sat in the kitchen trading stories, and eventually the other couple began recalling their wedding day.
I couldn't place myself there, and I just interrupted the conversation and said, you know, Matt, why wasn't I able to be at your wedding? You know, everybody kind of laughed it off as sarcasm, and I just said, no, seriously, you know, why was I unable to be in your wedding? You know, I wasn't in training camp or spring camp. And his wife went up and got their photo album and brought it back, and sure enough, you know, page after page, there I was as a groomsman and a singer in his wedding, and it doesn't matter how many times I look at it, it just is gone.
It must have been terrifying to drive home that night with your wife, realizing that you had forgotten what would seem to be such a momentous occasion.
You know, it was, and I don't know how to explain it to you other than, I don't know if it's just the nature of an athlete, but there was still this like voice inside of me that was saying like, this isn't, you know, no big deal. You're going to overcome it. You're going to beat it. Like I had every other injury. And so I didn't really know how to internalize it properly, I think.
You were still thinking about trying to get back on the field, right?
Yeah, I know that sounds so silly after the time we've spent together already, but I remember, you know, being a couple seasons out and you know, still body still feeling really good and honestly mind recovering to a place where I felt, you know, okay, and just wanted to be back out on that field, and I had called my agent and just said, is there any chance that I could get a workout with the team?
The agent's first response was, are you sure about this? Utek said he was. That was in June of 2013. New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez had just been arrested for murder. Utek figured, hey, that was my position. The Patriots weren't interested, but the Seattle Seahawks were. Utek was prepared to fly to Seattle for a workout, but there were a few people he wanted to check with first.
I had a family meeting with my mom and dad and my wife and explained the situation, and my dad said something that I hope I don't ever forget, which was, Ben, if you choose to play football again, I will never watch you. You know, to hear that from the man who first threw me a football, it really put me back in my place and made me realize, you know, what was most important.
Utek tried for a career in music for a while. That didn't work out, in part because he couldn't remember lyrics. But despite everything, he still sees providence in all he's endured.
The concussions have really made me realize how critical my memories are, and that has made me value, you know, the moments in my life so much more, which has given me more purpose. So I guess, like all the other injuries in my testimony had led to me becoming a better man, so has concussions.
Now Ben Utek has written a book. It's called Counting the Days While My Mind Slips Away. He's framed it as a love letter to his wife and daughters, a place where they could go to learn about him if ever he's unable to answer their questions himself or remember the people asking them.
The book came out of a letter that I wrote to my wife, Karin, and our daughters. And in that letter was the line, you will always be my girls. And that turned into a song that was co-written by Rick Barron and Tommy Barbarella. I had no idea what I was going to do with that song until the NFL Players Association asked me to testify at a congressional Senate hearing on the long-term effects of concussion, and I told a vulnerable story.
For the first time in my life, my brain became a priority. And the reason why it became a priority is because at 29 years old, I started to have memory problems. And it took losing my mind to care about my mind.
Wouldn't you know, the music video went viral. And it, I think it's been used, viewed over a million times. And I think it's really touched families that in some way are connected to brain disorder or brain disease.
It'll be 7 years on Monday since UTEC's last concussion, 7 years since he last played in an NFL game. But still, some mornings, when his body is feeling good and his mind is feeling sharp, Ben UTEC dreams about lacing up his cleats and stepping back out onto the football field.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I get a smile on my face when I think about it, because there's nothing like being a part of a team and playing in front of a hometown crowd of 70,000 people and winning. Every time we would win in Indianapolis and be walking off the field, they would roar the U2 hit, "It's a Beautiful Day." I can still hear it in my head. That's a special memory that always makes me want to go back.
Ironically, perhaps a little cruelly, that memory, unlike many others, remains.